I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
And I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon. Today on Something Wild, the predictability...
or the lack thereof...
of cycles found in nature.
I tend to think of cycles as repeatable patterns unfolding over multiple years like a circle.
And autumn in New Hampshire is a wonderful time to watch and observe some easily recognizable stages of natural cycles.
Hawks migrating, leaves changing color, bears fattening up as they get ready for winter.
But there are varying degrees of cyclical activity, some quite complicated.
Did you just use air quotes around the word cyclical? Because air quotes don't really work in radio.
Well, this idea, though, of a neat and tidy circular cycle, that's problematic.
Care to elaborate?
Well, nature is filled with entropy or randomness. There's a great quote from political historian Henry Adams, who once said, "Chaos was the law of nature. Order was the dream of man."
Well, he probably wasn't talking about cycles found in nature, but it sounds like it's applicable here.
Absolutely. Take, for example, the majestic monarch butterfly and the humble acorn.
I'd say it was a great year for monarchs. I saw many more this year than in recent past.
Decent year for acorns, too.
Well, why are monarchs and acorns doing so well? Is there some connection between the two?
Well, no, actually. But they are emblematic of dramatic variations in cycles in both population numbers and population dynamics. And both are complicated by a lot of factors.
Complicated by chaos?
Truth is, there are lots of factors that can explain why we've seen so many monarchs and why oak trees are loaded with acorns this year. Precipitation, predation, reproductive potential.
And also what happened last year.
Yes, all kinds of things affect population booms and busts. And the monarchs that are passing through our backyards and meadows are on a 2,400-mile journey to the Sierra Madre in Mexico to roost for the winter, where last year's population exploded more than 144% over the previous winter.
So what changed?
There's no way to know for certain, but in part, it could be because of increased conservation efforts, both here in the States and in Mexico.
So we're talking habitat? Monarchs like milkweed, right?
Yes, they do. And if more people living in areas that fall on the monarch's migratory path just left their patches of milkweed alone.
For example, by the side of the highway, in open fields, by people's homes.
That could, in theory, make it easier for the monarchs to migrate safely and lay their eggs, increasing their reproductive potential.
So does this apparent jump in monarchs mean that next year we'll see even more?
Nope.
Why?
Because of chaos. There could be a hurricane that barrels through part of their complex migratory path, wiping out a generation and causing a massive disruption that affects their reproductive potential.
Ever the optimist.
Yeah, that's me.
Now let's talk about acorns.
Yeah, they seem to be bouncing back and bouncing off my car.
And bouncing off your head.
And bouncing off my head.
You're right, but unlike the monarchs, oak trees don't migrate. They're operating under vastly different systems.
In other words, the cycles of acorn production are erratic.
Well, that they have in common with monarchs.
But for totally different reasons.
Right. Acorns were a bust last year, though, remember? And their relative scarcity had a major impact on the rodents of the region.
Of course I remember. Who could forget the squirrel apocalypse?
Yeah. It's hard to know for sure what caused the sudden acorn shutdown, but scientists believe that oak trees have evolved to cut off their acorn production for the purpose of reducing rodent populations that feed on their seeds.
So the oaks went on strike and starved off the squirrels on purpose?
Well, it's possible.
And more acorns this year, combined with reduced rodent populations,
means more acorns sprouting as little oak tree seedlings.
And when can we expect our New Hampshire oaks to complete the circle, or is it more of an oval, and go on strike again?
Well, I wish I could give you a nice, clean, easy answer, but I can't. Like monarch populations, oak tree crop cycles are unpredictable and easily affected by many factors, as we mentioned earlier, precipitation, predation,
and chaos.
And speaking of chaos, I'm Dave Anderson.
I'm Chris Martin.
Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Our producer's Emily Quirk.